Hi, this is Dirk with Steward Leader, and this is The Extraordinary Life. Remember to extend grace, because we're all just walking each other home. This was the final line of a Facebook post that my friend shared. This little phrase gracefully whacked and healed my soul at the same time. I had just read a quote by a Christian who went after another group of Christians who did not hold the same position that he did. And in his snark, he belittled the group of people whom he might just call his brothers and sisters in Christ. In a critical and angry world, a world in which people fire across the bow for all kinds of reasons, what would it mean for us to live like we really follow this person named Jesus? And haven't we had enough character assassination, meanness, gossip, and choosing sides so that we can fight more? Now, the Apostle Paul gives us a big picture view to see some of this through. He says this, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." Paul gives us a lens to see through the generous grace of God that is for the healing and the restoration and the renewal of all people and all things. God's grace is generous and overflowing, yet it feels like we want to box it up and then act like it is only for a very few. We all want to find our way home, but are we helping others, all kinds of others, people on other sides of the aisles from us? Are we willing to walk them home in grace and love? So how do the opening story and Paul's words encourage and challenge you today? Here are a few thoughts and some questions for folks like us to consider on our way to the extraordinary life. Number one, what kinds of words would you use to describe the grace of God towards you? Number two, God's amazing grace is given to us to receive, embrace, experience, celebrate, and to share. Number three, have you given thought to those whom it is hard for you to share God's grace with? Now, is it possible that the grace of God is grand enough to cross that divide? Number four, who are you walking home? Number five, grace might just be the generous gift our cultures need to heal, but it will take a courageous grace that heals and restores. The extraordinary life is a life of radically generous grace, the kind of grace that reaches across the chasms between us as we walk each other home. This is the kind of life in which we experience grace as God's great adventure for our lives. As we are walking each other home, we have to be ready for how radically different our journey will be from the pathways our angry cultures want to take us down. But it will be worth it. Grace wins. So as you consider a life of radically generous grace today, a great place to start can be the Steward's Prayer. Lord, what do you want me to do today with all you have trusted me with to honor you and to advance your kingdom? God bless you today as you live the extraordinary life. With God and with each other, we can.